Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning, our guest is Tricia Kilgore of Coco Fit Club. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning, Frank.
And we're here to talk about the thing that is on so many people's minds at this time of year, and that is maybe a resolution to improve your health, to improve your fitness. There's so many ways that the average person can just do something starting right this minute, right this morning, to make their life better before they even leave the house. And let's get started on some of the absolute basics that we all can do to give ourselves better health, better nutrition.
I think people, first of all, have to get the right frame of mind. They have to be ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And once they make that decision, then lots of opportunities seem to appear.
Yes.
You know, making better choices about what you put in your body is a good one.
That was something that certainly resonated with me. You know, I would eat anything and and everything. But when I went on a weight loss plan, it was all about portion control. I realized, oh, and making better food choices. And there was no secret pill or anything to it. It was just a matter of eating healthy foods and in the right amounts of those foods. And I'm not talking outrageous stuff. I mean, you know, you eat chicken, you eat salad, mm-hmm. you eat good stuff. And then I have room when I go to a party to have a piece of cake.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's about portion control and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're motivated, you're feeling really good, then you're gonna make better choices for yourself.
You know what motivated me was not starting it, but continuing it. I did it because I had to. Someone said, all right, just do it. And you get started on it. I didn't find the motivation until after I was into it a little bit. So I try to tell people, don't wait to get motivated. Let your success motivate you after you've done it a couple of times. Does that make sense?
Well, absolutely. And because that's a great word you use, success, because we operate on pleasure. And the pleasure you gain from making the good choices is what keeps you going.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'll see the scale go down if that's what you're looking for. You feel better. Lots of positive results come from it.
So we'll talk a bit about getting out there and exercising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you need expensive equipment or can you just go outside?
No, you don't have to. You certainly don't. But I think having a plan is what most people don't do. It's good to get going.
Mm-hmm.
Walk, start moving, stand up at your desk. Sitting, it's been shown, is really not good for people, especially for long periods. If you do, get up, walk around.
Oh, my chiropractor has a desk that's as high as his chest. I mean, he doesn't sit. He hates sitting.
Right. Yeah. So just being more physically active. And again, it's choices, but being aware, thinking about things, taking the steps when you have the opportunity.
And the plan is great. I mean, you're right about that, too, because we all have it in the back of our mind. Oh, you know what? I could go walk a mile after dinner, but then I don't get around to it. But if you do have some sort of structure
mm-hmm.
that says, okay, on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I'm going to go do this. My daughter puts Run Day Monday on her calendar. It's on her Google
That's
calendar
good.
For the whole year.
Everybody really has that desire. They want to be fit. They want to be healthy, but they're not quite sure how to do it. That you'll randomly think of things to do, but then again, there's no way to really measure, well, what is that accomplishing for me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I think that's where a lot of people kind of then fall back because
yeah.
they really don't have a plan. So setting a plan up for yourself, having goals that are specific is really important.
Because then you can be motivated by the success
yes.
of achieving those smaller goals along the way.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Tricia Kilgore about nutrition, about fitness, about New Year's resolutions. Let's back up a little bit and talk about your background and how you became so knowledgeable in this field. How did you get started? Where were you a few years back?
Well, you know, I'm like a lot of people. I think in my lifetime, I have done everything. My background is nursing, so I've been in healthcare. So I've seen firsthand the effects of the sedentary lifestyle that a lot of Americans have, they're not good.
We call this the stroke belt, this part of the country.
Right. And, you know, obesity is a big factor.
Yeah.
Smoking, one thing my husband and I moved here in 2009, one thing we did notice is lots of smokers in this part of the country, which, you know, with North Carolina close by and all
Kentucky, too. Yep, Tennessee
Kentucky.
And Kentucky have,
mm-hmm.
I think, the highest smoking rates in the population, somewhere in the around about 20-something percent, which is kind of outrageous when you compare it to the rest of the country.
Right. So lots of ways people could improve their health.
Quit smoking, eat less, and move.
Yeah, right.
All right. Thank you very much. This
yeah.
has been a public affairs
what
program.
Everybody knows. But then, you know, how do you go from that to actually achieving a better fitness level that
mm-hmm.
most people really do want, but they just don't know quite how to do it?
Well, you've also turned it into a business
mm-hmm.
for yourself. So take me
yeah.
through your path that got you from nursing to business owner.
Okay. So I worked in an area that involved cancer patients, and obesity is directly related to increased incidences of specific some certain cancers. I was in Nashville and I actually ran into this Coco Fit Club business that I'm in. And I was just blown away because I've done everything from step, jazzercise, you name it, all through the years and had success each time. But then you kind of fall back into the lifestyle that you were in. This was different and it was so different. It guided me. It motivated me all on a screen. And I wasn't used to that at all. It was so new. And when my husband and I moved here, we went to a couple chamber events and they kept talking about how this was the Innovation Valley and with Oak Ridge and Knoxville and all that. When I ran into Coco, I thought, this is innovative. This is something different.
Okay.
Yeah. And what I really liked was this was a system that integrated everything, your strength, your cardio, your nutrition. It customized it to the member. It took your body composition and gave you, based on what your specific goals are, a special program to follow. That's what I liked about it. It made it very simple and effective, though. Effective. And when I ran into it, I thought, this will be great. I'll join the one in Knoxville, but it wasn't here.
So you bought one. It wasn't here.
So I decided to, you know, if we're so innovative in Knoxville, then we're going to bring the most innovative way to get fit yet.
So. And how long ago was that?
We've been here about 2 years, and we're just trying to get the people in Knoxville to realize that there is an alternative way from what they picture of getting fit to how you actually can do it.
Because once you start working out, and I'm certainly the last person in the world to talk about working out because I didn't want to do it, but I started with you guys.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, you know, the discipline, I can go do this. I can go show up and meet those little micro goals, which make you feel good. When you see that you've achieved on one set of exercises, well, at least I did well on that one.
Right. Yeah, we have lots of ways. We try to remove the obstacles that people have, which usually are they don't know what to do or they don't stay motivated or, you know, everybody has different ones. But we try to remove those and give people the best chance for success and for altering their lifestyle because that's what it takes.
Well, in your opinion, Tricia Kilgore, Coco Fit Club, are talking about your New Year's resolution to get out and exercise or to eat better. You know, what has changed in a couple of generations? I mean, if you, I guess our parents and our grandparents seem to have more to do with exercise, or maybe they just had more physically demanding jobs. I mean, it's hard to figure out why all of a sudden we wake up and look and go, oh, no, we've been headed down this path as a family, as a country for so long toward poor health. It's time to turn it around. I remember the exercise craze, you know, back in the 70s, and it seemed like, oh, those people are nuts. remember there was the, quote, health nut?
Right.
I mean, think about that. I mean, my parents' generation, that was like, no, we're having lobster. Let the health nuts go eat their Yule Gibbons granola bars. That's crazy people did that stuff. Now it's everybody has to do it.
Right. Yeah. Well, food is different now. It's more calorie dense. We eat out a lot more as a culture. I think
that's
it was a big
point.
Treat when I was a kid to get to go to the A&W and get a root beer. And they were only, what, 6 or 8 ounces, you know, so a lot of things have changed with that. We're, you know, more sedentary, I think, as far as a lot of our jobs are desk jobs. And there's always been really not that much education involved in it. We, you know, you had to especially go learn about food and health. And that's still true. People still have to put the time into learning about it.
And so. Mixing your proteins and starches, if it, some of those building blocks of nutrition that are overlooked, right?
Right. Yeah. And just whole, but you know, people long time back ate a lot of whole foods. They ate, you know, grains and foods they prepared. They didn't eat out as much. And so what we tend to do now is a lot of frozen, canned. The frozen are not bad at all, but the canned are a lot of times high salt, and salt is really not good for us. And really, if I picked one thing, it's sugar. Sugar's in so much that people don't realize. And really, if you consciously look at cutting back on your sugar, you will see major changes.
See, all right, you had me there for a second. I was excited about cutting back salt because salt doesn't really thrill me. But sugar, that's my weakness right there.
Right. And our brains love it. But you would be surprised when you cut back on it, how just within a few weeks, your desire cuts back as well. It really does affect your brain chemistry. So
I've interviewed Dr. Thomas Kim, who does free health clinics around.
Yes.
And one of his shortcuts, he says, is to when you eat at a restaurant, cut it in half, you know, cut the portion in half. And he's got a good point. And actually, you could probably now make an argument at a lot of restaurants to really cut it in a third. Because when you learn proper serving sizes, proper portion sizes. Let's say, you know, for argument's sake, that one serving of chicken is 4 ounces. And then you see right on the menu, and now this beautiful 12-ounce chicken filet. Well, yes, that's 3 times bigger than it's supposed to be. Or, you know, a beef, you're supposed to have 3 ounces of beef. And then look at how many ounces of steak we get, or how many ounces of burgers we get, you know, quarter pounder, half pounder. That's enough to feed the whole family.
Exactly, yeah. My husband and I, many times, we share an entree. You know, mm-hmm. we maybe order a salad, and then we share one. And we never go away hungry.
Yes. All right. Now, we are talking about health, exercise, nutrition. Tricia Kilgore is our guest. One area that I've studied on, obviously, because I had went through this portion control diet, if mm-hmm. you will. They wouldn't call it a diet. They would call it a weight control or a weight loss program.
Right.
But exercise is something that I would go swimming because I could get in the pool and not feel the sweat and not feel my own weight. If, you know, yeah. It was easy. Other forms of exercise, let's talk about starting with walking. Mm-hmm. How much you have to do to burn off 100 calories, or how much you have to do to just show some success, show some impact on yourself. What's the start? If you wanted to go out today and go for a walk around the neighborhood, what should you do?
Well, you know, I think the number one thing is find something you like. You obviously liked swimming.
Yeah.
If someone likes to walk or likes to swim, whatever, do an activity that you enjoy. There are lots of, things like the Nike Fitbit that will help you keep up, actually, you know, by putting information in. And that
is
way
that,
you can...
Wait, is that the thing like we gave my daughter for Christmas last
Probably.
Year? It's like something that attaches to her shoes and then goes to her phone, or I think, or something.
They're all
we
kinds.
Gave it to her. I'm not sure.
Yes,
all right.
Yes, but they will help you measure your activity levels, which are then again, it's to be self-aware
yes.
about what you're doing and to help you then with goals. You know, whether it's counting your steps. A friend of mine who's a nurse, their department, they all wore them and said, you know, we want to do 10,000 steps.
Oh, the pedometers.
Yes, you know, whatever. To help you increase your activity level.
Mm-hmm.
So. Just whatever you can do, heading out, being active is number one.
Yeah.
But if you do it without, if you just kind of randomly do it, it's okay. It makes you feel better mentally. Like maybe you go just walk around the park, but you really do need to have some way to measure it.
Well, it shocked me because I always thought, oh, we'll just go walk around the neighborhood, and that'll burn off this giant piece of cheesecake that
I just ate.
I was shocked to learn that to burn off 100 calories, I have to walk or run a mile to burn off 100 calories. And that a banana has 100 calories.
It's really, yeah. If you go by that, you're going to be depressed really quickly.
Well, I was.
Yeah. No. So what we tell people is, you know, if you're exercising regularly, the whole goal is to be able to, it is to burn calories, but it's not so you can equal it out with, I'll eat this because I've run here. It doesn't work that way.
Well, my chiropractor has been for a long time bugging me to do some sort of resistance training.
Mm-hmm.
And he would say, well, you could take these giant rubber bands and pull them off the doorway or do this, this, and this. And I didn't really feel the benefit for it until finally, you know, I bent over bed and hurt my back. And he's like, well, you know, if you had stronger these muscles, and I'm pointing to my core.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had stronger these muscles, you wouldn't hurt your back and you'd be in less back pain. I'm like, oh.
Exactly. Yeah, the core is a big area.
He's been saying the same thing for years, and it's finally like, oh, so maybe I could not hurt.
Well, that's the first. We work a lot on the core because it's really, it's your center, your strength. It supports your back and everything else that you do, and you feel the results quickly there, too, as mm-hmm. you get stronger, and it helps your balance. So as you age, you are not at risk for falling as much. But strength training is definitely important, especially for people from 35 on. You know, if you don't do any kind of resistance training, and most people love cardio.
And explain resistance training, because that's when the doctor told me about it, I was thinking rubber bands attached to the doorknob. But
yeah.
It's not just that.
No, you've got to put some resistance on your bones and on your joints.
Yeah.
Weights,
lifting weights.
Yes, you need to do some kind of weight training.
Mm-hmm.
And most women associate it with, you know, bodybuilding and all that. This is not that. This is strictly to gain muscle tone and flexibility, which it's really important as you age. Just, I can't stress it enough. If you don't do anything, then naturally you're going to lose about 10% of your muscle mass every decade. Well, from 30 to 60, that's 30% mm-hmm. of your muscle mass. It's also associated.
I was thinking of some of my elder relatives who yeah. really have basically become homebound or mm-hmm. wheelchair bound, not because they suffered any catastrophic injury or paralysis. It's just they were too weak to get about.
Right. Can't get yeah. up and go. And yeah. so, you know, just being able to increase your metabolism, it slows as well because it's associated with your muscle mass. So I get a kick out of people who think that they're going to up their metabolism by hopping on the treadmill. Well, it burns calories, but gaining muscle mass is what ups your metabolism.
Okay. Right. That's another lesson I've just learned today.
Right. So yes. And women are not going to bulk up. They're just going to get stronger and they're going to feel better. And, mm-hmm. you know, men can choose and we have specific programs for them to build muscle if they desire to do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I think I'm more interested in what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just I want to strengthen the core and not have back pain and maybe improve it's well, my posture is I've been working on posture too.
Yes.
But that's more of a personal thing where I'm just going to try to stand right.
But you know, the more that you do resistance training, the better your posture is. And that's one thing that my husband pointed. He said, You're really looking better standing up and sitting up and it was really just a side effect from that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we recommend, there's a book that when people come into our clubs and they're kind of deciding whether this is going to be something for them or not, we have a library and we say, you know what, take this book home. It's called Younger Next Year and read it. And, you know, it should motivate you to make a decision whether you join our club or do something else. Still, you're going to benefit from reading this book.
Mm-hmm. Younger yeah. Next Year.
Younger Next Year.
Oh, I should totally mm-hmm. Google that or yes. Amazon that or Kindle Absolutely. That or whatever it is the new verb for uh-huh. reading is.
Yes.
All right. So what are some of the tips then? We're talking with Tricia Kilgore. She's the owner of the Coco Fit Club franchise here in our area. There's two locations, Bearden and Farragut. But the message is universal. The message applies to everyone, regardless of whether you have a treadmill in your living room that's covered in clothes right now, or whether you go outside and walk around some of the beautiful greenways that we have in and around East Tennessee, or start doing any kind of, you know, training. There's so many mm-hmm. affordable ways to do it. There are many, many ways to do it. But let's talk about that book a little bit more. Younger okay. Next Year, what are some of the tips, specific tips in it that really resonate with you, Tricia?
You know, it's really a fascinating book. And they talk about, really, they go way back and talk about our genetics and what we're really programmed to do as far as our food and our activity levels. And we were, you know, people years and years ago didn't have a regular source of food. So it just talks about eating patterns.
Oh, that makes sense because my ancestors are from a land where, you know, famine would happen, you know, mm-hmm. the great potato famine yeah. would happen. So our body type would be the kind that would say, oh, there's a calorie. I better save that in case we're starving later.
Right. Exactly. I think the big thing people take away from this book, though, is that no matter where you are fitness level wise, you can be physically younger next year than you are this year, all the way up into your 70s, by making some lifestyle changes, and you're going to feel so much better. And it's really to do with activity levels to get moving. This guy in the book was, he skied. Skiing mm-hmm. was his thing.
Okay.
So that's the good thing. Pick something that you really enjoy and start moving.
Even dancing.
Oh,
I
yes.
noticed that you had put a note somewhere that you and your husband enjoyed dancing, and
yes.
this was your reason for being fit, so you could just, you know, dance and dance and dance.
Right. Yeah, he can dip me now, and my back's not going to complain. so, yes. You know, I had found I had been active early in life, and then I'd had a period of time where, you know, I had a lot of stuff going on. I had young kids. I had things that took my time up, and I just kind of fell out of that. And over about a decade, I could tell. I just wasn't as fit and mm-hmm. I didn't feel as good. And the first thing I noticed when I started back with regular exercise was how much better I felt. I'd forgotten how good I used to feel.
Yeah.
And that's what I hear people say is I'd forgotten how good I used to feel. Or they'll feel now like doing things that they haven't done in a while,
well,
like
yeah,
running when they haven't been a runner,
sure.
you know?
Well, there's some of us who never felt that good in the first place.
Well,
you know
true.
What I mean? And that's a bit more of a hurdle
mm-hmm.
For those of us who've had sedentary lifestyles pretty much forever to really change. It's a more of a a bigger hurdle to jump over than somebody like yourself who was fit as a young person, mm-hmm. you know, and now you can say, okay, I can get back into it. And I remember this. For me, it's a lot of new experiences, you know, to say, okay, I really got to feel these, my legs, the muscles in my legs are burning right now, but that's what they're supposed to feel like because I'm been on the treadmill for 15 minutes, mm-hmm. you know?
Right. And, you know, and I think the key too with starting out, and a lot of people get very gung-ho, is do it slowly. Yeah. Do it incrementally. Don't overdo it, because then, and what women tend to do is underestimate what they can do. And men tend to overestimate. I know that doesn't surprise you. So, and then they get hurt, and then they can't work out no matter if they want to or not. So that's not good.
Yes.
So I think, you know, moderation is a good word to remember. You know, go out and walk or run, but don't overdo it.
Yeah, and then you're able to build up over time.
Yes.
We're talking with Tricia Kilgore about what everyone seems to want to do at this time of year, and that is, you know, live better, live happier, live healthier. You mentioned our dancing, or I thought of that too, because back at the beginning of December, I did a dance routine, okay? And I did the same dance routine that I had done it's a joke mostly, but there's some actual dancing in it. Mm-hmm. And it was the same routine that I had done 4.5 years ago for a show. So we were going to do it again in another show. So I went back and I relearned this dance routine. And my dance partner from 4.5 years ago says, oh, I can tell that you're stronger. And I said, what do you mean? She said, well, before, and when you dipped me, I always felt like you were going to drop me. Now I don't.
That's good.
So I thought, okay, well, that's good. There's some progress right there. I can mark that off. I did not drop partner.
Right. Well, I think what people notice too is it's the everyday life movements that we really work to improve. I noticed I would squat down to the lower cabinet and stand right back up. Mm-hmm. Whereas before, it had been kind of a chore to get down and then get back up.
Oh, you have to go get a stool. You have to go get a stool. Give me that stool.
Right.
I'm going to sit down and I'm going to look for some Tupperwares with lids.
Right. You know, picking up the gallon of milk and putting it on the conveyor at the grocery. It just, it's nothing now.
Yeah.
But before it seemed like it took a lot more muscles working together. So, mm-hmm. you know.
All right. Tricia Kilgore, what are your own goals and aspirations for the year ahead as we look, you know, it's always the time of year when we look back and look forward, hence the two-headed god Janus, for which January is named.
Yes, good point. As far as my clubs go, I would love to have all our members in and people enjoying success with their programs.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a big goal for me. And personally, I'm continuing on the fitness trek. You know, I've started this a couple years ago and I've made big strides and I want to continue that.
How does your family react to you being the healthy one in the family? Because I remember I had an aunt who was the first one back in the health nut craze mm-hmm. to be all about that. And we all thought this is, of course, you know, years ago, thought she was crazy. And now we look at her like, oh, she was right.
Well, you know, on my generation level, it's good. My sister-in-law is a personal trainer.
Okay.
And she's always working on her husband, my brother, who, you know, we'll see how he does. he did stop smoking. So that was a really biggie.
That's a great New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
Quit smoking, eat less, move more. Boom, boom, boom. That's the keys right there.
Yeah. But, you know, we have the generation prior to us that did sit a lot, that has not really exercised, that have heart conditions, that have diabetes. They're inspirations for us, really, because, you know, they're now, you know, around 80 and mm-hmm. and frankly not very healthy. And
you know what, you're talking about my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my father died young from probably high blood pressure and a number of an obesity and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
My mother has had a series of health issues that are all it seems like everything she is sick with is related to what she eats and how she chooses to do that. So I do look at them and say, you know, I don't need to be that way.
Right. And, you know, I've got a 90-year-old member who comes in 3 times a week. He's very active. And he didn't even start his activity until he had a heart attack in his 70s. And then he did the cardiac rehab and really enjoyed it. And then he's taken up the lifestyle and he's had strength gains.
You know, you made a great point that it's not too late.
It's not.
Because we've had one of the things, we are big supporters of the American Cancer Society here. We do several interviews over the course of the year and we promote their breast cancer events and their Relay for Life events. But one of the things that we talk about with ACS about smoking is as soon as you quit smoking, your body starts trying to heal itself.
Correct.
So that's something that we're talking about in a way is using your body's own ability to heal, to strengthen, to regenerate. You know, going back to my genius chiropractor again, he says, yeah, you got to do these exercises because it's going to send more collagen to the muscles and it's going to make you stronger and blah, 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 blah. And all these give me all the medical technical aspect of it. But I also know that he's right now that I'm actually feeling it and able to, you know, stretch my psoas muscle like this instead of walking into, you know, in the shape of a seven to the chiropractor's office and saying, please fix me.
Right. I mean, the human body is an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, its capacity for repair and for regeneration is amazing. So, and, you know, I love people. Well, my body won't give up the weight or my body won't this or that. I'm thinking it's a human body and it's going to react and respond to whatever we give it, you know. So I tell people, don't give up on yourself. A lot of people have. And those are the people that I try to reach and say, you know, it, like you said, it is not too late and you can feel good and you can progress.
Right. And it is a lot. You talked about it. So much of it is in the mind.
Yes.
You got to stop sabotaging yourself by, you know, going to the fast food place so often. You got to stop sabotaging yourself by staying home instead of getting up and moving and participating with something else you can do, whether it be walking or weight training or all of it. It should be all of those, but you know, so, it's so easy for any of us, myself included, to say, ah, I'm going to blow it off because there's a football game on TV, or, oh, I'm going to blow it off because for whatever reason.
Right. Well, there's always, you know, it, again, you have to be motivated. You have to decide that it's going to be important to you to live a few more years and to have quality years, because what's the good of laying in the bed with your heart beating away if you can't get up and walk around because you don't have any muscle strength?
You know? Again, using only myself as an example, I made it a goal to outlive my father, not just by, you know, a day or two, but by, you know, a long time. When the moment when I did actually pass him, when I became the age he died, my sisters and my wife and the whole family was aware of it. My sister sent me a text: "Congratulations, you win at breathing." We have a pretty sick sense of humor in my family.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, if you pass, what is it, 60 or 66, something like that, on the charts for the insurance companies, so many people don't make it past that, and that's really sad. You know, that they can go, but they know what the numbers are. And and it's a lot of lifestyle choices that put people in those positions, you know.
So, Tricia Kilgore, you're in a position where you can speak to people and have them come in and learn a bit about it and make a decision if they want to, you know, use your business or just, like I said, just get out and do stuff. Tell us about where you are and how we can find you.
Okay. We're located in Bearden in on Kingston Pike in the Western Plaza near the Wok Chow and Sergeant Pepperoni's. We're stuck right in the middle of the two food places.
Well, Long's Drug, too.
Yes, Long's Drug is there.
A lot of people go there for a nice milkshake.
Yeah, well, that's...
I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean not
they milkshake. Have great milkshakes, by the way. And then we're in Farragut at the Kroger Shopping Center at the corner of Campbell Station and Kingston Pike.
All right.
And we're small, and that's by design. When people come into a Coco, they know that they're in a different place, and we want to be able to show them why we're so unique and what we can offer. We're not for everybody, but those that we are, that we're a fit for, love us.
But exercise and nutrition is for everybody.
Yes, it's for everybody. And so what I say is come on in, let us show you how we're different and how innovative we are and how we can coach and motivate and guide you to whatever your goals are.
Because what I like is your message is, you know, find the plan that's right for you. It may be your business, Coco Fit Club. It may be, you know, go to the pool and swim. You don't have swimming pools. It may be,
no.
You know, it may be go play golf. It may be go do something, but go do.
We are customized. So we're for people that are looking for, they would like a personal trainer. And who wouldn't? I mean, we all know that is a great way to go, to have someone stand and guide and motivate you and all. But for most people, that's not realistic for the rest of their life. But we have a plan that's very simple, affordable, And it's very efficient, very time. We're very time conscious. Most people do not have much time. So, you know, we accomplish a lot in 15 minutes of cardio and 30 minutes of strength training. So,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Tricia Kilgore, I very much appreciate your stopping by and talking to us about ways we can improve our health for the new year. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. You can find Coco Fit Club, find out more about Tricia and them online or just by giving a call at
558-1236.
All right. Thanks again. Mm-hmm. This is the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. We'll talk to you again next Sunday.